Lee Chatfield, thanks for coming on.
David, thanks for the offer to be on. It's always a pleasure chatting with you.
Representative, when you announced this legislation, you said that you believe that any elected official who opposes transparency is unfit to hold public office. What do you mean?
Well, you have to understand, our system of government is built on the idea that our power comes from the consent of the governed. I believe that the public needs to be aware of what their elected representatives are doing, or senators or governor. Therefore, I think any elected official who is not in favor of transparency informing the public of what they are doing really is not qualified to hold public office under our system of government. I think if our power comes from the governed, they need to be aware of what we are doing in the legislature and how their taxpayer dollars are being used.
Now, some of your colleagues have expressed some concerns about this legislation. One argument against it is about privacy. The idea is that when constituents write to their representative or to their senator, when they send an email or write a letter, that they expect some relative privacy. What do you think about that concern?
I agree. Listen, there's legitimate concerns about anything that opens up public records regarding constituent correspondence with me, and many of those. And that's why, David, we, rather than just subjecting the legislature and the governor to FOIA, we are now calling this the Legislative Open Records Act, referring it to LORA, because I do think it's important that we protect the privacy of constituent correspondence when they reach out to us with a particular issue. You know, many issues are of a personal nature. I don't think necessarily that one constituent should be able to see the emails that another constituent sends to their state representative. So we need to be mindful of that, mindful of the privacy of our constituents, but understanding that we serve them. And when we have outgoing email or outgoing correspondence to staff or maybe to other agencies, it is definitely the right of the public to know what we're saying and what we're doing. And that's the motivation, that's the incentive behind this legislation, is to say we serve you, therefore our records are going to be open to you.
Another concern that I've read is that this type of information from the legislature will give too much, insider information to lobbyists and other people that are trying to affect the legislative process. How do you respond to this concern?
I think there's going to be red herrings with any type of bill, any legislation that's promoted. I don't buy that for a second. This is about empowering the public and our constituents and the people who send us to Lansing, and I don't think in any way, shape, or form this will empower any special interest group. There's always going to be arguments and opposition to any legislation, and many times different arguments are put out like that to simply slow down the process. I don't buy that, and I couldn't disagree more.
In the past, lawmakers have tried to accomplish similar goals, and they failed. What do you think is different this time?
Well, I think many times in the past, David, you've seen many efforts have been politically driven. When the Democrats have been in control, the Republicans have tried to subject them to FOIA, and vice versa. So Democrats and Republicans have been battling this out for years. I think the difference you see here, this is a bipartisan effort, but this is a Republican-led effort to subject the legislature and the governor to the Legislative Open Records Act. I think the difference is this is not politically driven, and the Republican Party, which is in majority in Lansing, is the one spearheading this effort. Therefore, I think that's the difference, and I think, therefore, you'll see it go through. I think it's time Republicans and Democrats stop arguing with whoever is in power, with, you know, whichever party has the gavel, and just say, listen, let's do the right thing for our constituents. Let's do the right thing for our state. Michigan is the only state in the country to legislatively carve out the governor's office from FOIA, and we're one of six states that have a blanket exemption for the legislature. I think it's time that we follow the lead other states have set, and we codify into statute that our legislature and our governor, our records will be open to the public. It's time that we increase transparency, because at the end of the day, David, I think that government needs to set the standard for honesty and openness. And this is a step in the right direction. That's what we're trying to do.
There's been a lot of focus on government transparency, especially since the Flint water crisis erupted. And the focus has largely been on Governor Rick Snyder's emails and on other records from the governor's office. Under this legislation, would the past records of Governor Snyder from the previous years of his term, of his two terms, be available for the public to see?
This bill is not retroactive. This is moving forward. And I can say this, this process, we began working on these bills about a year ago, long before we were ever aware of anything regarding Flint. And the governor opening up his emails was all voluntarily, and that was all on his own without this legislation having to be promoted and pushed. So what this does is in the future, his administration or any future administration would already be subjected to this. So the governor was on his own volition. He opened up his email records. But we were working on this process long before we knew Flint. But I will say maybe with Flint being, you know, kind of on everyone's mind right now, that could help promote this legislation a little more. And maybe it could even speed it up a little bit through the process.
Why exclude everything that happened in the past from this this legislation?
I think it's important when you're setting legislation. I was sent down in 2014 by my constituents to set policy for our state moving forward. I think that's the idea. They want to let, you know, constituents send their legislators down here to move in a different direction. So I think it's important for us when we're setting policy that we don't work retroactively, whether it's this or any other policy that we're doing. There's a certain set of rules that were set, and now we're changing those rules moving forward. I think that's what I was sent down to do, not necessarily change policy moving into the years past to subject people to stuff that maybe, you know, it wasn't expected that they would be subjected to it. And quite frankly, from a pragmatic standpoint, David, I think it will help move this through the process with other legislators, knowing that this is now moving forward and these are impediments put on them and restrictions put on their office moving forward. I mean, we do have to see these bills pass, and I think doing that ensures its process.
Why is this legislation important to you?
I ran on one of my three promises is that I'm always going to be open, I was going to be accessible, and I was going to be transparent. And this, for me, this was one of the longest process, one of the longest bill packages I've been a part of, with there being 10 bills. Is a complicated process. But it's very important to me that government is transparent, government is open and honest. And this has been something that was extremely important to me. And I think for me, David, to be honest with my constituents and to do essentially what I was sent down here to do, it would be to open up government to make us more transparent. I don't think that we should have to abide by a different set of rules of honesty and openness than our constituents do. And I think this is setting the standard, and it's setting an example. Ultimately, that's what government should do, and I'm happy to lead this effort. I know, obviously, you're upsetting the apple cart a little bit when you're telling even some of your colleagues that you think their records should be open. But I wasn't sent down to Lansing to be popular. I was sent down to Lansing to have a good representative form of government and to answer to my constituents, and that's what I'm doing in this process.
In this legislation, prisoners would be excluded from requesting information. The same thing's true under the current Freedom of Information Act. I didn't know that. Why exclude prisoners? What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, you rightfully addressed it, that this we did file the standard that was set under the Freedom of Information Act. And many requests, and this is one of the arguments that's often put out to us, David, is, you know, Representative, you know, if you subject yourself to FOIA, many requests are going to be politically driven. Many of them are going to slow up the process. You're going to need more staff to access them. And ultimately, the goal was, and many things we codified from the Freedom of Information Act, is to try to limit as much as possible politically driven requests and to ensure that the requests that are being made are simply just to increase transparency and openness. So many of the things we codified because ultimately we believe that's the best process to ensure that this is a good way of opening up public records.
What do you think? I mean, I think you addressed it there, but you know, it's inevitable that a lot of these requests will be political. I mean, what's the problem with that? I mean, we are a relatively open society.
Right. I don't think any Republican necessarily who lives in a Democrat district should just say, listen, I'm going to try to slow up my representative's office. I'm going to try to slow up their staff, and I'm just going to make request after request after request after request for things that really don't impact me at all. But I know if they're doing this, their staff isn't working on other things. I mean, ultimately, I don't think Republicans should be trying to slow up Democrats or vice versa. So while some of them may be politically driven, we cannot stop that. Ultimately, the goal is the goal of opening this up, David, is to try to get politics out of the process and to not simply give people a tool to then use it for political purposes, if that makes sense. So while we can't stop it, we definitely want to discourage it. This is about government being open and transparent, not promoting a political party.
State Representative Lee Chatfield is co-sponsor of legislation that would make the governor and legislature subject to open records requests. Lee, thanks for making time.
David, I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to next time.